Scott Darby's online. We want to get the latest on She Will Reign. Scott, we're taking calls from our listeners on 1353 53 on the champion 2-year-old of the year. Most people suggest that your horse is right there as favourite.
Good morning, Andrew. Can't see why not.
I thought you'd say that. She was just... I mean, I just said on air a few minutes ago that this group have great potential to be an outstanding selection of 3-year-olds.
Yeah, certainly there's some good depth there, and you just hope that they all come back and come back as good 3-year-olds as well.
What's she up to? Well, I know that because I saw the Twitter on the weekend. She's just back into work for Gary Portelli.
Yeah, she's done amazing. She really has. The 11-week spell done her a treat. She's really grown, thickened up, and as Gary said, she looks more like a woman now than a young girl.
Yeah,
it's just been so good to be able to give her that extra time off after the slipper. It was such a hard racing campaign.
Well, it was. I was just talking about She Will Reign, Catchy and Hoots, and they all raced 5 times and they all won 4 races. They all had all suffered the 1 loss, but your filly on that day where Frolic got to the outside, she tried her heart out. She got beaten 2 lengths, but she didn't shirk the issue.
Yeah, I must admit, up until that race, you know, you're sort of a little bit bulletproof and you get beaten. Even with the circumstances of the outside fence, you went into the slipper just not 100% sure. But, come the day, she certainly shined and proved at that race. You really did need to be in that fast lane, but certainly no disgrace. But 4 great fillies, you mentioned there, if you throw Frolic in there as well.
Yeah, exactly. Floric, certainly another one. Scott, in regard to her future as a racing filly, she cost just $20,000. I mean, that's well spoken about. For these group of owners, they've got $2.5 million in the bank now with the 3-year-old season yet to come.
Yeah, it's quite mind-blowing. We just sold Scarlet Rain up at the Magic Millions for $950,000, and she was a Group 2 winner. Hate to think what She Will Reign will be worth at the end of her racing career, particularly if she goes on from here. But, this is the dream of every owner that comes into racing. You get a filly like this, it's going to change some people's lives, that's for sure.
It is. Are you, let's just move to the end of her racing career. As a company, Derby Racing, what do you normally do with you just mentioned Scarlet Rain. What would, in a normal place, happen with She Will Reign?
Oh, look, everything's done on a voting process. You know, part of the agreement is anything voted going forward needs to be a 51% majority. So between ourselves managing the horse and trainer and people in the know, we'll put forward a voting process of sale and the different options that the group could look at going forward, whether that be breed with her or sell her at a sale, which is the most likely, because it's very hard to get the same sort of group to agree on stallions to go to and go through that whole process again. So generally when they're worth a lot of money like she will be, they'll end up in a sale, and then it's just a matter of voting on what sale and
yep,
reserve price and all that sort of thing. But yep, everything's recommended.
Yep, understand. Let's not rule her out from a racing career, though, as a 3-year-old filly. Is the Everest the first major aim of the spring ahead?
First major race will be the Moyer Stakes down in Melbourne.
Yep.
And then into that race. I think at this stage, Gary's only considering the 2 races. Being the Everest will be such a high-pressure race for a young 3-year-old and still growing. I think it would be likely that'll only be the 2 runs in the spring and then she'll target the autumn. Because I think also in the back of our mind, Gary's mind, I haven't ruled out that, you know, as she continues to develop, she may run further and, you know, get out to a mile, something we certainly want to explore down the track. She relaxes so well in her races. Early on, everybody's wondering whether she'll run past 1,000, but as that campaign unfolded, I think she showed herself that she may even run Further than what anyone thinks.
Yeah, exactly. No, well, we do see it, don't they? You know, in cases of 2 and 3 year olds, that with age they do like often to get over a bit of ground.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be very interesting when she comes back, and particularly trials for the first time, whether she's still got that brilliant speed or that electric speed that she showed in some of the trials, or whether, you know, she's going to flatten out a little bit. Certainly exciting times, but if anything to gauge on how she's developed in a spell, I think the owners are in for one hell of a ride, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, good luck. We'll certainly be all over with Gary Portelli over the next couple of months as she builds into a preparation. It's a long prep to get her to these races. The one thing I'll probably just finish on, Scott, is if the ATC, the Australian Turf Club and Racing New South Wales, announced changes that may be either today or tomorrow to the spring, could the Moya change if they bolster prize money in another race here in Sydney?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think that was just the perfect race for as a lead-up. If a race becomes available that suits here in Sydney, then you haven't got to travel it down. But again, you know, consultation with Gary and the owners will be needed, but that will make things interesting.
Yeah. All right. As I say, it's meant to be a couple of times, and we're thinking maybe tomorrow, but we'll wait and see what the Australian Turf Club, when they announce that. Thanks a lot, Scott. Good luck with the upcoming preparation.
Yeah, thanks for your support, Andrew.